Hi, and thanks for joining us. You're listening to a message from the People's Church. Whether you listen online, attend our local church, or both, you are a part of our vibrant community.
Good morning, church. It's a privilege and honor for me to be here with you on this Sunday as we come to the close of our missions conference. As we call it as a DNA conference, it is truly a DNA conference because if missions is not part of the church, we are not a church at all. It is truly a missions, it's truly a DNA conference because we have missions in our conference, in our church in length. I remember a story when Jesus been attending a festival and he was at the last day of the festival. Then he called the people's attention on John chapter 7 verse 37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." In verse 28, he still speaks, "Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." This is the last day of the missions conference. You will hear a challenge. You will hear a calling from the Lord. You will hear a commitment that Lord wants from each one of us. So this is a last day of the conference. We close in a meaningful way as we commit our lives to the missions in Canada and around the world. Which is first, is evangelism or the church? If you say it is evangelism, where did the people come from? If you say it is church, who started the church? I put this way, evangelism begets the church and evangelism outflows from the church. To have an existence of the church, we need evangelism. For our existence as church, we still have to continue the mission of evangelism. Dear church, as we all know, evangelism consists of the story of the old Bible. Some of our new generation folks might call this as old book, but it consists of a story of God becoming man, and he gave himself for the mankind and he died for us. So I call it evangelism. Brings people in encountering with God as we share the story of Christ and his manifestation on this face of the earth, and he declares who God is. What is happening is we bring the downtrodden community, like people, me and you, we are all ones gone away from the Lord. We bring those humanity into the encountering with the holy God. They begin to see him, begin to behold the glory of the Lord. As we continue further, as a church, we all read a couple of verses from God's word. Shall we all read together, please? "And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded to you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." My dear brethren, we see as we declare the story of Lord Jesus Christ, as we take the powerful story of the Bible, which for many centuries been hidden for many generations and to the people of God. Now we take that powerful story and tell them that Jesus loved them. The God has come into this world to show who God is. People come in encountering with God. They see Him, they hear Him, they're able to experience a transformational change in their hearts. The hard-heartedness being taken away, a soft heart being implanted. There's only one God on the face of the earth who can literally change the heart of humankind. He can really transplant. There's only one religion that only speaks of supernatural encounter with human beings. He's of Christianity alone. He's of Christianity alone. We are taking the gospel so that people can have this encounter with God. They can hear Him. They can see Him. That's what in John's 1 John epistle of John, chapter 1, verses 1 and 3. John speaks on behalf of all his fellow apostles. He counts himself, everybody together with him. He says, we have seen Him, we have heard Him, and we have touched Him. I still remember when Thomas, doubting, Jesus took his hand and put around his wounds so that he could believe. They're taking that experience. We have heard Him speak. We have seen Him. This is not a personal encountering with God. People have seen God in person. This is what, when you take the evangelism, when you take the gospel to the non-believers, gospel to the pre-believers, gospel to the ends of the earth, you give them an opportunity to have an encounter with God. What a divine appointment it is. What a noble task it is to having bring God to their level and having them encounter with God. We see in scriptures a couple of examples that we have. The Samaritan woman, when she met Jesus, she went back home and she said, see, I have seen a man. He told me all the things I did. Is it not Christ? In that encounter, she was able to see herself. All things of innermost sins were brought up. And she was encountered with Christ. And she accepted Him. He's my prophet. He's my Messiah. He's my Messiah. When the true encounter happens, people willingly, sacrificially, they wanted to give their lives to Christ. That's what the story can do. That's what the evangelism can do. It's an act of God in which by we bring people in encountering with God. Sometimes we take it very lightly. We also see when Peter has seen a big catch of fish, when Jesus was coming towards him, he knelt down and he said, he fell down at Jesus' feet. And he's saying, depart from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. Depart from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. He had an encounter with Christ where he began to see himself. He hasn't seen a religion. He hasn't seen a church. He hasn't seen something that would trouble him. He has seen something of God-like. He has seen God Himself. We are bringing people in encountering with God. Shall we take a moment here now? Look into our own lives. Do we ever experienced that encounter in our life? We think we are Christians. By practice, we feel we are Christians. We belong to God. We pray. We do all normal Christians would do. But do we have an encounter with God? Was there a moment in your life where you have seen God? You felt God in your life, coming into your life. That changed your inner being. You're a different person. All things became new in your life. I still remember the day that I gave my life to the Lord. I was born and brought up in a Christian family. My dad was a first convert. I was thinking that I'm a Christian by doing religious stuff, reading Bible, singing songs, leading Sunday school. But nothing happened in my heart. I all know is in my head. My knowledge. I went to a youth meeting. The truth will set you free was the title of the meeting. I went there. I had an encounter face to face with my Savior. I have seen him bleeding on the cross. I have seen him. Philip, I died for you. Will you accept me as your Lord? Will you accept me as your Savior? I really felt I'm in the holiest presence of the Lord. As you all hear to the Lord's word today, this is the holy ground where you sat. This is the holy ground, my dear brethren. Lord is speaking to your heart. Do you have an encounter with the Lord which has changed your life? In Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, you were brought from darkness into a marvelous light, a transformational change, heart being changed in your life. Many times we presume that we are Christians. If you don't have that encounter in yourself, forget about missions conference, forget about evangelism. The primary thing that God expects from every believer is an encounter with God. Let us think into our... Somebody clicking so fast, brother. My time is running up. Please hold the clock. I haven't finished my first point. It's already 12 minutes gone. Next time I will give my watch so that you will have some... In India, back home, people call me to preach. I sometimes ask them how much time I should preach. They never give me a time. Brother, as led by the Spirit, you can preach. So, as we look into our memories, as we look into our own selves, do you remember? Do you remember? Do you have those memories in your back of your mind that you had that encounter with the Lord? If not, today is the day of salvation. You need to see him face to face. Have him in your heart. His arms stretched, bleeded hands. He's calling you, my dear brethren. Come into him. Because he wanted to start something new in our life. Because he wanted to start something greater than that we can expect from anyone in the world. He wanted to begin your journey with an encounter and then slowly engrave you into the likeness of his son. But before that, we'll see some slides that speaks about, shows you people who are non-literates, people who have no clue of life around the world. People do not have academic education, but they're having those encounters. You see them, lives being transformed. Why does thousands of people come to know the Lord? Why does there is a great harvest? People are coming to Christ. His only reason is a visible evidence in the people's lives that they have an encounter with God, a holy one, a righteous one, a lovely God. People from all sects of life, people from all areas of life, Lord is calling people to himself. Today, he stretched out his hand and asking you to have an encounter with God. A mother came to me and said, I raised my children as Christians, but my children do not have an encounter with God. Pray for the children. Let our family experience the encounter with God, because there is a greater miracle that God is going to do in each and every one of our life to engrave us or equip us into the likeness of his son that was lost in Adam, that was lost in Garden of Eden. He wanted to bring it back through Lord Jesus Christ, the likeness of God himself into our lives. We carry the Spirit of God. He hasn't left us alone. He gave us a spirit within us. Wherever we go, wherever we are, we take the power of the Spirit of God. We're commissioned not alone, but we have the Spirit of God that comes along with us. One of the verses that we have in the next slide that we have is Ephesians 4, which is my favorite verse. This is a goal of every church, that to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We all need to grow. When you have an encounter with Christ, you don't stop there. You'll continue to grow into the likeness and stature of Christ himself. That's why we come to church every Sunday. That's why we have Bible study every time that we go. Lord wants us to give us the nature of him, the love, the character. So when you go into the mission field, you not only have the gospel in your mouth, but you have a character in you. So when people see you, they don't just hear you, they see your life. You're so different. Your word says compassion. Your eyes, when you see people, you're moved with passion. You have an unbounded love towards them. Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says, as we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord and being transformed into the same image from one degree to another, of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord came in as after the encounter to transform us into the likeness of Christ. In our total being, our family would witness, our parents would witness, our fellow workers would witness, wherever we are, people witness that we are different. There is no physical change. I have a friend who is a ministry friend who is suffering with leprosy. Because of leprosy, he lost all his fingers. His face dysfunctioned. He cannot walk properly. He had an encounter with God. He had a bigger heart to help people. So one day, me and Elisha, we were in a hospital to disclose a family that they're infected with HIV/AIDS. So we both went to the couple. We wanted to disclose them that they're infected with HIV/AIDS. First time in their life. They had gone through all the tests. It was hard for us to disclose. But we told them that you have to understand the truth. We cannot hide you anymore that you're infected with HIV. They broke. They fell to the ground. Their tears. How can we show up our face back to the family again? We will be disowned by our own. If they know that we're infected, they won't accept us again. This brother do not have fingers. He cannot put his hands down so much. He can only put like this. He cannot walk properly. He's going to them and telling, my own life was shattered because of leprosy. I'm still living with my open wounds. Can't you live with a hidden infection? Then they asked, how come you say that? What did change your life? Then he began explaining his story of conversion. He's telling about Lord Jesus Christ. He's changed my life, gave me hope. He used to beg in the streets. He used to beg in the streets now. In the same places, he's preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear brethren, when you have an encounter with God, when you are changed personally into the likeness of Christ, then we continue to see what Lord can do in our lives. Do you feel the change in your life? Do you see the character being, coming into Christ-likeness? Do people see Christ in us? We don't just preach with verbal sermons, like not like me in a hall like this. But when you go out and preach the gospel, it has to match with your character. We preach Christ not only in words, but also in our through our character. As we continue to think about these lines, you know, we are having an encounter with Christ. Encounter with Christ. We're engraved into the likeness of His Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Then comes, He will not keep you alone. He will not, you will not be boxed in small area. You'll be exploded in the marketplaces. Wherever you are, wherever you talk to people, you like to communicate about the love of Christ. That's what we see in the verses, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and also in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. That's what the book of Acts speaks to us. They were preaching the gospel in Jerusalem, where there was a severe persecution. They were preaching the gospel. They began in the homeland. They began in the homeland. You don't need to go to India to preach gospel to Indians, because you have Indians here a lot. You don't need to go to Africa to preach gospel, because you have Africans. It's a small world here in Canada. It's a small world here. We wanted to have a hot soup with Pastor Sandra and myself. We were driving. There were many restaurants we have seen. We went to finally to a Thai restaurant. So you don't need to go to Thailand to preach gospel. There are Thai people here. The world is here in Canada. The world is here in Toronto. Lord is asking people to come. Lord is asking people to come into His mission with Him. He cannot preach gospel without you. He needs you. He needs every individual to take the gospel to the neighborhood. When he saw the crowds, in Jerusalem, his heart was melted. He saw the crowds. He had a compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without shepherd. What do you see when you see people? You see their car? What do you see when you see people? You see their mansion? What do you see when you see people? You have a jealousy that you don't have what they have? What do you see when you see people? Has not your heart ever bubbled with an emergency that I want to share gospel with them? What's happening when you see people? I have a different experience when I'm in Canada. I really wanted to connect with eyes, like wanted to see them. They're terrified. They really wanted to go like this. I don't know what they see in me. When you see people, what's happening in your heart? Do you have the heart of the Lord, which is of missions, having passion? In encountering with God, we see the person of Jesus Christ. When you engraved into the likeness of His Son, you experience the power of the Lord. But when you explore into the world, you see the power of Christ within you. The power of Christ within you. The power will not hold you back. It will take you around the world. It will take you into the streets, knocking doors, giving tracts, talking to people about the world. You need to allow God to work in your life so that Lord's name may be glorified. The light that shines furthest shines brightest at home, Oswald J. Smith has quoted. The light that shines furthermost shines brightest home. We want the gospel to take to the world around us, but we need to take the gospel around us, our communities. That's what we're experiencing. That's what we're experiencing in our ministry back in India. We are working among 600 people groups. We started as a small ministry, but now 360 churches around. Thousands of people coming to know the Lord. We are baptizing every year 100,000 to 1,200 people we are baptizing. What is that is happening is people exploded. There's an explosion of the evangelism that is happening. That's my witness. That's where I come from. I see people coming to know the Lord. I see people wanted to give their life to Christ. There is an emergency, brethren. There is an emergency. We need to feel the Lord is coming soon. The mission has to be accomplished. I would ask you a question. When was the last time that you have witnessed to someone? When was the last time that you told to someone about Lord Jesus Christ? When was the last time? A month ago? 2 months ago? 1 year ago? Please, we need to consider that Lord is calling people to be in mission with Him, in expanding the kingdom of God, sharing the love of Christ, sharing that He has shed blood for them and He is lovingly wanted to accept them into the kingdom of God. I have a story to tell you. I'm closing now. But the ministry that is within you will continue. You need to give an answer today to the Lord. It is Solomon Day. Today, we are closing a missions conference. You need to respond to the call with a mission song. The conference song is, "Here I am, Lord. Here I am. I will take up your mission. I will take your gospel to the neighborhood." It should be the happiest moment in your life when you give gospel to someone. You must be singing songs in your house when you come from work, because the day made you happy. The weekend would be a great weekend, a weekend that takes gospel out to the people. One lady back in India has going through a lot of struggle in her life. She realized that her karma of past life and present life came upon her so heavily. She's having all struggles in her life. So she went to a Swami, a man God, long beard, big hair, you know, sitting under a tree, have his own shrine. So he went to the Swami and she asked, "What's my problem? How can I solve my problem?" So he said to her, "You have to give a big sacrifice of gift to the Lord and Ganges rivers. Then every karma will go." She went to the river amongst thousands of people. She wanted to give away her son that she has, which was a big decision that she had made, because it was so burdensome for her to push the life that she was leading. She closed her eyes and threw the son into the water. But she's broken. She lost her son. She was in tears. She was in crying. "Oh, I lost my son for my karma." Hope the peace would come. But she's in more tears and agony. A walking by missionary came. Touched her shoulders. Awakened her and telling her about the gospel. She heard the gospel. But suddenly she rose up in anger. She shook the shirt of the missionary. "Where were you 30 minutes before? Where were you 30 minutes before? If you had come 30 minutes earlier, I would not have lost my son." There are millions, haven't heard the name of Christ. They never had experience with the encounter with God. They haven't seen, they haven't touched, they haven't heard from the Lord. You and I can be a medium, a channel to take God to their doorstep. Are you willing? Your commitment makes this conference more meaningful. Lord is doing around the world the God of India is God of Canada also. If Lord is bringing thousands of people in India, he will bring thousands here also. But it's awaiting for your commitment. Here I am, Lord. Shall we close our eyes for a moment? Do you experience the encounter with the Lord? Have you seen Christ engraving you into his likeness? You will be exploded. The explosion will happen in your life. That through your life, Lord is going to touch millions of people. Can you give yourself to the Lord once again? Here I am, Lord. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. We love you because of your Son, in whom you have accepted us. We're able to see you clearly. Thank you, Lord, that you are forming a new personality within our lives, and you wanted to bring the world into your life. Use us, Lord. Here we are. Shall we all say, here I am, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from the People's Church. Our desire is to proclaim the Word of God and to see lives transformed. To find more like this, or if you'd like to contact us, visit thepeopleschurch.ca.